It's 2026, not 2006. Your antivirus shouldn't feel like a dial-up. Webroot Essentials protects your new and old devices without slowing them down. It scans 6 times faster, uses 33 times less space, and it's ranked number one against Norton, McAfee, basically all the usual suspects. And right now, you can get an exclusive 60% off when you go to webroot.com/audio. Lock in the smarter, lighter, faster protection your devices deserve and get Webroot Essentials today. That's webroot.com/audio for 60% off.
Welcome to Students Incorporated. I'm your host, Mr. Jason. Join me weekly as my team and I produce content that's informative, positive, fun, and uplifting. This podcast is created and produced with the help of students from the International Community School of Bangkok. In today's episode, we get the privilege to sit down and have a conversation with several college reps who will shed some light on how to choose the right school that fits you. They'll be answering a lot of questions about academics, student life, debunk misconceptions, and they'll be talking about the importance of finding your own educational path. Whether you're a student heading off to college or a parent of a student heading off to college, there's no one size fits all when it comes to colleges and universities. But first, let's hear our quote of the day and get some headline news.
Our quote of the day comes from Nelson Mandela, former president of South Africa. He is quoted to have said, "There is no passion to be found in playing small, in setting for a life that is less than the one you are capable of living." The quote itself is short, but it packs a punch. While he tells you not to be satisfied with what you have now, he tells you to stay ambitious, hungry, and strive for the better. It can be applied in any aspect, and there is always an aspect that you can use that in. And that's our quote of the day. Now onto some headline news with Mia.
Thank you for our quote of the day, Frank. Here's the top 3 ranked universities in the world instead of some headline news. Our third place is the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, often abbreviated as MIT. It is a world-renowned research university in Cambridge, Massachusetts, known for its cutting-edge science, engineering, and technology programs. MIT emphasizes innovation, entrepreneurship, and interdisciplinary collaboration across diverse fields. Moving on, our second place is Stanford University. Located in California's Silicon Valley, Stanford is a prestigious research institution known for academic excellence, innovation, and entrepreneurship. It offers a wide range of programs in technology, business, and the sciences, helping foster leadership and collaboration globally. Our final and first place is Oxford University. Located in Oxford, England, it is the oldest English-speaking university, renowned for its rigorous academics and historic traditions. Oxford excels in diverse fields, especially in humanities, sciences, and law, fostering global leaders and cutting-edge research. Fun fact, it's older than the Mayan civilization. And that's our headline news for this episode.
Thank you for the quote in the headline news. We have several college reps all the way from the U.S. and Canada in the studio today. This was kind of a last-minute booking, so we're excited to get the chance to hear directly from a group of people who hold the power of college admissions, or at least some of that power. Either way, I encourage all high schoolers and their parents to tune in and take some notes. Okay, Mia will kick off our first segment.
Hi, everyone. I'm Ian. Super happy to have you all here in the studio with us. So to start, could you all please introduce yourself? Tell us what college you're from, where it's located, and then one unique fact about the college that you represent.
Sure thing, Mia. Thanks for having us here. It's a pleasure to be joining you in the studio today. This is Mr. Ben, and I'm here today with my college admissions hat on to represent Grace College in Northern Indiana. And one unique fact about us is that we're located right next to a beautiful lake with lots of nature environments and activities and things to do outside of school.
Yeah, my name is Alex Walker. I'm representing Trinity Western University. We're the Canadian university today. We're over in Vancouver, British Columbia. And one unique fact is that we are a very international school. We estimate we have about 50% international students and 80 different countries represented in our student body.
My name is Alexa, and I am here representing Palm Beach Atlantic University from West Palm Beach, Florida, by the beach. We're a Christian university, and one unique fact is that we offer scuba classes.
My name is Gavin Landis. I'm from Geneva College in Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania, about 30 minutes from the city of Pittsburgh. And one unique fact is that we're one of the few schools that offers aviation as a major.
Hi, my name is Taylor Drogue, and I'm here on behalf of Dort University in Sioux Center, Iowa. And a unique fact about us is that we have a cadaver lab on campus for our undergrad science students.
My name is Brenda. I am here representing Westmont College in Santa Barbara, California. And something about us is that we are 7 minutes from the beach. We have a shuttle that drops you off right in front of it. And we have hiking on campus and some of the most beautiful hikes right behind us.
Awesome. Thank you all so much for the introductions. And now moving on to my second question. Since you all are college reps and are basically here to help, you know, influence future students to come to your own college, on a more personal level, who or what has been an influence on your own commitment to pursue this type of role at this university level?
My name is Alexa, here from Palm Beach Atlantic University. Something that's influenced my commitment to this role is that when I was in high school, my parents didn't go to college, so I just felt kind of a lack of guidance. So it's really my heart and passion to help students navigate through this process and answer their questions and just be a resource for them and a support.
Yeah, so this is Mr. Ben talking. I think for me, when I think about something that inspired me and does still inspire me to continue in this role, is just my own experience at Grace College and how much being in a faith-based environment like that with professors who care for you and truly invest time with you is something that I saw a lot of personal growth in my life through. So if that's something that I can help bring other students into, I find a lot of value and purpose in that.
This is Brenda from Westmont, and one of the things that inspires me to be in this role is my younger siblings. So I did not have that support either. Just like Alexa had mentioned, I was a first-generation student, and I remember going through it feeling just confused and ended up going to a large public university in the U.S. instead of a private Christian university because I didn't think that it was possible. And so with my younger sister, who is about to be 21, I got to walk alongside her and help her through the process. And I realized that I loved it, that I really do have the ability to help students come to schools where they will grow deeper in their faith and also get really strong academic knowledge. So that's why I do what I do.
Okay, so that's definitely great, you know, having something or someone that can motivate you can work wonders. So now moving out of college questions, can you give us like some inside peek of how your job works? Like, what are some of these week-to-week things that you guys are responsible for?
Yeah, this is Gavin from Geneva. All of our jobs look a little bit different. We're all working with international students as an enrollment counselor. Some of us, like me, also work with students on campus. But speaking from all of our job as an enrollment counselor, a lot of it looks like answering emails from students with a lot of questions. We value that personal interaction. It could be phone calls as well. And also we review applications with the transcripts and just viewing how, okay, oh, do we accept the student based off these things and how do we look at scholarships? So a lot of it is talking with students directly, which is a really beautiful experience. And then we also work with our databases in order to just see trends and where the students are coming from in the applications and work on getting a better future for our enrollment in our school.
Yeah, this is Alex from Trinity Western. And I think that was pretty spot on. It's like a lot of what we kind of do. We also, like in the fall season, we do these fairs. So we go around and we visit different schools. Oftentimes we're putting up a booth and just talking to students and talking about what they're looking for in a university and try to help them find what's right fit for them. And sometimes we'll do workshop presentations at these schools or we'll do Q&A sessions kind of like this one. And this is almost sort of the best part of the job just because you really get to talk to the students one-on-one and look them in the eye and just hear their stories. And so probably my favorite part of the job.
Yeah, and I'll jump in there just to add on to that, Mr. Ben from Grace again, that really like the biggest thing that all of us are doing as counselors at these Christian colleges is coming alongside you guys. Like it can be a difficult and sometimes intimidating process to go through the university admissions process in the U.S. And so having that personal connection and somebody that's willing to answer all the questions you have and to encourage you and to basically cheer you on in finding the right college for you, that's really at the heart of our jobs. So that's why we're here.
Sounds like a lot of responsibility, but I'm sure the traveling part and talking with students is probably really fun. Now, for me, I am a senior here at ICS, and I do want to make sure that I pick the right school that best fits me. And so with the goal of matching the right student to the right school, and with the large number of good quality schools that are available, how do you help students think through their options?
Yeah, that's a really good question, because you are right. There are so many good schools out there. That's one of the cool things that we've all kind of experienced as a group traveling together, is getting to know a bit more about some of the other Christian universities in Canada and the U.S. and being aware of just how many good Christian supportive universities there are. I mean, one major thing that really can help narrow down or add some options is first thinking about your program of study. A lot of our schools have a lot of the same programs, but like Gavin said, that he has aviation, and some schools have architecture, and some schools have engineering, and some don't. So first off, looking at your program of study can be a good way to narrow things down. Also thinking about some of the activities possibly that you might want to be involved in, such as sports or music or theater. Some schools have scholarships for some things and not others, so that can be a good way. And also just speaking with your admissions rep. They can help put you in contact with professors from programs and with students from the schools. That can help you get to know a little bit more what the school is like and what the program that you're interested in is like.
And just adding on to that real quick, this is Gavin from Geneva. We all represent liberal arts schools, and I think that's an important piece as well. There's a lot of schools in the U.S. and around the world that are not liberal arts, meaning they focus primarily on just your major, but we all students at our schools take multiple classes from multiple disciplines. Like my school, everyone takes a political science class, Bible courses, humanities, which is similar to history, English, communications, because we believe, you know, as a person who is living in society, you need to be equipped to be an expert, and not completely an expert, but just someone who is able to understand these different fields and interact as an active member of society. So yeah, I think that's also something that we would sell as our as a key part of one of our schools.
Yeah, this is Alexa from Palm Beach Atlantic. One way that I, you know, have been able to help students thinking through in the process, in addition to all these wonderful points about doing all your research, knowing if this school has what you're looking for, knowing what it is that you prefer in a college, and learning that, you know, any research you can do is so important. But also, you know, praying with students and, you know, encouraging them that, you know, God is in control and has a plan for their life has been, it's been cool to see how God has led students. Of course, you know, as an admissions representative, we want them to come to our school, but also we understand that, like, there's a bigger picture, and we want ultimately for students to be, you know, walking in their purpose and the things that the place that God wants them to be ultimately.
That is definitely a great take on it. You know, having someone that can help you find the right college is definitely important. Now, I have a follow-up question. With the ultimate goal of wanting every student to become a positive benefit to society, in what ways can high school partner with you?
Well, I think this is Alex from Trinity Western, and I think whenever a high school does participate in one of these fairs, I think it's really, really great, because it's allowing their students to really get to talk one-on-one in person with representatives from all these different universities, and just give them a great opportunity to sort of not have to do some of that legwork themselves, but just bring people to them. I think another great thing to emphasize, especially as we help students make the transition from high school to university, there can be a lot of pressure for you know, 12th grade students to really feel like, I have to know what I got to do for the rest of my life right now. And that's not necessarily a realistic standard. You know, you don't have to just pick a career right now and stick with it your entire life. I think it's really helpful to help, you know, high schoolers understand that right now, let's just choose your next step. And your next step could be Christian University, and you can keep learning about what your journey and where God wants to take you as you keep making those steps. So I think just a great way is if us as universities and you guys as high schools, we just really help 12th graders understand that life is a journey, and there's not this huge pressure for you to have it figured out right now.
And this, Mr. Bennett from Grace again, I'll also add that I think something that teachers at ICS and counselors do very well, and other high schools will do this too, is they'll help you as students find the best fit for you because they know you. They've seen you in class. They've seen you around school. They know your interests and maybe where you'd fit in best with a particular college. So like some of the other reps here have been saying about, well, it's really finding the school that fits you where you can thrive the most in. And that's something that your counselors and teachers can help you with. So as you get ready to apply to schools, go talk to them. Go ask them for their advice. It's very helpful.
Yeah, Gavin from Geneva. Just one thing to add to. I think high school kind of makes you appreciate university, makes you want to go to university. A good high school teaches you to love learning, teaches you to love all kinds of learning too, because you're taking a wide variety of classes, just to connect back to the liberal arts thing. So you want to grow in learning from all these subjects and just discover your place in the world. How can I best fit into kind of what I'm, you know, I feel like I'm meant to do in society to better society. And high school is like that stepping point into university. So I think any high school that really just prioritizes learning from all these different areas is just a beautiful thing and prepares you well for college.
Hi, this is Taylor from Dort. Another thing that I would add, which your teachers seem amazing, so I'm sure they already do this very well, but helping guide students where they are at. And because there's a lot to the college admissions process, it can feel overwhelming. But just to grades 9 and 10 students, reminding them to really just focus on their grades and staying in activities because that's what they can do now. And maybe grade 11 students, encouraging them to take or consider taking the SAT or CLT and narrowing down their list maybe a little bit. And then in grade 12, just really giving that increased guidance.
Okay, and with that last piece of advice on partnership, that ends our first segment. Stay tuned as we'll be right back after this short PSA announcement as our guests give us a little update about each of their respected colleges.
One, two, three, four.
All right, this is Mr. Ben with why you should think about Grace College. Well, first off, how many amazing teachers from ICS have graduated from Grace? You've got me, you've got Mr. Jason, you've got Miss Donnie, Miss Asia when she was teaching here. If that doesn't give you some glimpse into how good the school is, then nothing will. Another good thing is that Grace offers 3-year bachelor degrees and the chance to get a master's and a bachelor's in 4 years.
Alrighty, yeah, this is Alex from Trinity Western University. We are the largest Christian university in Canada, which is really awesome. We are also in Vancouver, which is the closest city to Asia and is also the warmest city in Canada, if that's any comfort. We also have a lot of different undergraduate programs. Like I said, we're a very international school. About 50% of our student body is international. And we have some excellent sports teams. We play at the top level. And this past summer, we sent 3 of our alumni from our men's volleyball team to play in the Canada men's team at the Summer Olympics. So
this is Alexa from Palm Beach Atlantic University. At Palm Beach Atlantic University, we're located in West Palm Beach, Florida. We are walking distance from the beach. Students go to the beach in between classes, and it's great if you love the beach. We are a Christ-centered university, so we have a lot of different ways where students can grow in their faith. And we have about 75 countries represented at PBA. And over 100 majors to choose from. Some of the top majors are business, engineering, marine biology, education, and psychology and nursing.
Gavin from Geneva College. I said before, we're a university in Pennsylvania, close to Pittsburgh. We're a Presbyterian school, have about 1,200, 300 students. Our top majors, engineering. We're one of the top U.S. universities for engineering. We offer a wide variety from mechanical, biomedical, civil, and as I said, also offering aviation and other top majors include nursing, education, business. I was an international student there, so that's also part of my pitch is that I was able to have a great experience as an international student there.
Hi, this is Taylor from Dort University. We have quite a few programs of study. We have a very involved student body on campus, which has led to our number one ranking in student engagement by the Wall Street Journal for 6 years in a row. And we also have a variety of financial aid and activity opportunities, including sports, music, theater, worship, arts, gaming, and a few more, and an international student partial tuition grant.
This is Brenda from Westmont College in Santa Barbara, California. We have 1,200 students on campus. We are Christian, undergraduate, residential, liberal arts, and we have a global emphasis for our students. We want them to go study abroad and to get that experience of leaving the U.S. and meeting other people and being with other cultures. Our top majors are communications, biology, economics and business, psychology, and kinesiology.
Okay, and thank you for those updates. We are back with our second segment, and we'll pick up where we left off. Mia, go ahead and get us started again.
All right, now that we've sort of talked about college on a more wider scale in the first segment, on a more personal note, what were some of the factors that you personally found helpful when choosing where to go for college?
Gavin from Geneva, Mia, great question. I think that's something that we really enjoy as college reps, talking with students, hearing their story, because obviously we know that every person's university choice is very personalized. For me, one of the biggest parts of choosing university was, as an international student from Morocco, how would I fit into University of America? My parents are American, but I never lived there, so I didn't really connect to American culture that much. And choosing Geneva was key for me because of its Christian core. I wanted to be in a Christian community where I knew I would be connected with, and people would try to understand me as much as possible, and just grow in their cultural awareness of my experience, and as well as growing as my faith through professors and the community there. So that was a big factor. And then from Geneva, my brother was an international student as well. He talked to me about how the international community was very accepting and just really connected. So that was one of the reasons why I chose to go to Geneva.
Yeah, for me personally, it was sort of a practical element to it. Yeah, I'm from Canada. I'm from the other side of the country, from Vancouver, so a little province called New Brunswick. And my initial things I was looking for was a Christian school in Canada that offered film. Okay, so I was trying to narrow it down from there. And, you know, in the U.S., it's really awesome. You guys have literally hundreds of Christian universities in the U.S., but in Canada, it's a much smaller number. It's actually, you know, depending on how you count, it's like 10 to 15 Christian universities in Canada, which is really interesting. And so, yeah, and I wanted to stay in Canada just because, you know, the Canadian dollar isn't very strong in the U.S. So I was trying to think of tuition costs and stuff like that. So I went online. I was looking for Christian schools in Canada, and Trinity Western University came up, and they did have film studies is what I was interested in at the time. And another thing too, just that kind of influenced it was like, well, it was on the other side of the country, and I was, you know, I was from a small town, and I was like, you know what, I kind of want to explore, I want to get out there and see something new. So that influenced my decision as well.
Yeah, this is Mr. Ben from Grace again. Bouncing off what Gavin and Alex were talking about, it was definitely one of the biggest things for me was thinking about cost and financial aid. So I actually applied to quite a few different schools, and that's something that I recommend for you all as well, because I was able to compare different scholarships and overall financial aid packages, and then that heavily influenced my decision to go to Grace. So fit is important. Faith-based community was very important to me, but definitely thinking about the bottom line was a big deal.
Hi, this is Taylor from Dort. Yeah, I would say there were two main components to my decision to attend Dort. So I grew up in Northern California, but I decided I wanted to travel and go somewhere a little bit away from home when I went to college. And so I was really looking for a school where I felt very supported by the staff and faculty at the school, where I felt like I'd be able to find a community. And throughout my application process at Dort and at a couple other schools that I applied to that I really focused on, I felt I could just really feel the strong Christian community and the strong focus and whole person support from all the people that I interacted with at the school. And then also echoing financial aid was a big thing as well. At a smaller school like Dort, I was able to be involved in athletics and music and receive scholarships for those things, and that really made it a more affordable option.
Those are great answers. Thank you so much for those. What are some common misconceptions about college life that you've seen high schoolers students have, and how can they be better informed?
This is Brenda from Westmont College. I think one of the things that I hear from students is that they come in and they think they're going to drown. They're not going to have support, that they're going to get all of these assignments and their professors are going to say, figure it out, and they're going to get lost. I think that's not correct in a lot of our universities. Since we are Christian focused, our professors do want to help you. They want to check in on you. I've heard stories where a student doesn't show up to class and they'll get an email from the teacher later on that day saying, hey, are you okay? We missed you today. Those are things that professors at our schools do, and that is different from what students come in expecting, I think. So something that can better inform them is if they do come to our universities and come sit in on a class and come and see what the experience would actually be like, talk to some current students, get that firsthand answer from them to be able to know what to expect a little bit more.
This is Alexa from Palm Beach Atlantic. One of the things that I have seen as a misconception, it kind of is in particular when it comes to Christian universities. I have a 16-year-old little sister as well, so I hear it from her and other, you know, young people that they just kind of write off the possibility of going to a Christian university because they think they're just going to study the Bible and it's going to be boring. And I felt like a failure when she said that to me because I was like, man, I haven't really explained to her all of the different majors that are offered at these schools, too. It's not just one thing. And also, it's a lot of fun and there's a lot of things to get involved with. And that's true for college life. You know, there's clubs and organizations. I would encourage students to be open-minded and try new things and be open to meeting people because it can be easy to, you know, kind of isolate a little bit if you're in a new place. It can be intimidating, but college life, there's a lot of things to get involved with. And even at Christian universities, I see it because I work there, and it's a very enjoyable experience for students.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you all for your answers. I'll definitely keep some of those answers in mind as I'm doing my UC apps and my college apps this month. And, you know, as this world, it's changing, it's evolving, and it's spitting out new technologies and new ideas. And so this requires students to you know, kind of be proactive learners inside the classroom, but also outside the classroom. And so in your opinion, in what ways are colleges and universities equipping young people for a world that demands a continuous adaptation and learning?
Gavin from Geneva. One thing that Geneva is doing really well, I think, is adding new majors a lot. We just added game development, UX design. We're adding AI, a major in AI. So we're trying to keep up to date with the new technology. And like you said, I mean, so many things are changing every year. And one thing I wanted to say as well, I think, like, we talked about how university helps you to grow in benefiting society. We get to the why of why you do your job because, okay, you're studying law. I want to help people as a lawyer to defend people. Okay, so why do you want to help people and defend people? It gets even deeper than why you want to be a lawyer. It's why you want to benefit society even. And that's why I think Christian University specifically really gets down to, it's not afraid to ask the deep questions of life. You know, why am I here in this world? How do I find belonging and how do I really impact society? And why would I even impact society? So I don't know. That's just something I wanted to mention as well.
Yeah, and this is Mr. Ben from Grace College again. I think, too, that there's something to be said for the development of soft skills, things that aren't necessarily concrete physical advances in tech or business, but really just how are you equipped to handle these changes? And I think if you look at your time at ICS and your different teachers, there's always been this emphasis on developing your critical thinking, on developing your ability to understand, synthesize, and then comment on different information. And colleges and universities, they're going to take that to the next level. So as you're learning, as you're growing, you're developing in your ability to react to the world around you. So it's not necessarily, is it the latest, most cutting edge tech or work or whatever, but how are you developing and changing as a person? And universities are there to help you get to that next level.
That's definitely interesting. You know, as we live in a world where revolutionary things are being innovated or improved practically every day, you know, like ChatGPT, AIs, and stuff like that. So how can students make the most of their college experience, both inside and outside the classroom?
Yeah, sure. This is Alex from Trinity Western University. I think inside of the classroom, one of the best ways is just not be afraid to talk to people of different perspectives. I think university is a really great opportunity to learn beyond maybe like some of the certain narratives that you were taught growing up. Like, I'm not saying abandon those narratives at all, but it can be really healthy for you in your growth that you continue to learn why you believe what you believe and why other people learn what they believe. And maybe outside of the classroom, I would say get involved in, you know, people will ask you to get involved in everything. Okay, you can get involved in everything, but do try to get involved in some things, whether that's sports, whether it's the arts like music or drama, whether it's other clubs like maybe student government, you know. And then go to some of those events, like if it's a sports game, you know, if it's a concert or a play, yeah, just go and get involved. And as well, too, I always, you know, I think some people have mentioned already that professors are really, really nice. I tend to find at Christian universities that was one of my best takeaways. And take some time to talk to your professors one-on-one. Oftentimes, the class sizes are small enough that you can do that, and they really love talking to students who are especially interested in their topic of study as well. So,
Taylor from Dort here. So I have a couple things that I would say. You all seem like very driven students here. And this is coming from a type A student here. Focus on your academics. You are there to be a student. But don't get so focused on your academics that you lose the rest of the experience of college. Be involved in things. Do fun things with friends. Be willing to go get ice cream with friends, even if you maybe have a test the next day. Like, those are the experiences and the things that you remember from college and that impact you and that help you build the lifelong friendships that you really can experience in college. The friendships you build in college are unlike anything else. And my other thing that I would say is put yourself out there. Don't be afraid to try new things. I signed up for the track team at Dort on a whim, wasn't planning to do that, and it wound up being one of the most formational things that I've ever done in my life. So yeah, even in college, it's not too late to try new things.
Yeah, for sure. I think for me personally, I'm really excited about university athletics, and I also really like acting and dancing as well. So maybe some of those plays and musicals that you guys mentioned. All right. Thank you for your answers. And at the end of each episode, we asked our guest speakers to give a word of advice to our listeners. So for my final question, what advice would you give to students who are unsure about their path or feel pressured to follow a specific route?
Good question, Mia. I'll start with that. Mr. Ban from Grace again. My key advice would be to relax. It is going to be okay. Even if you aren't sure what it is you're going to study and what your life is going to look like afterwards, the truth is, even if you have the most detailed plan and know exactly what you want to do, a lot of life is outside of your control. So things are going to happen, you're going to adapt, you're going to change, your interests might change, and that's totally fine. It's a journey. You're going to keep growing and discovering what your identity is and in what you are capable of and what it is that you're passionate about. So it'll be okay. Don't be so stressed about it.
Yeah, I think something to build off of that, that's really good. You know, sometimes people will study in like the humanities and the arts, and they think, well, especially like, well, what if I can't find a job in my field? You know, that's going to be really stressful. But it's important to remember that there's a lot of like niche jobs out there, such as being an admissions counselor. Like, none of us went to university to study to be an admissions counselor, and now that's all what we're doing for work right now. And that's really cool. And I think probably maybe all of us would say that we've learned some things in our degree that can apply to this job and then other niche roles out there. Don't be afraid to take what you've learned in your degree and apply it in you know, whatever kind of strange or different kind of job you can find.
I would say that you're not alone. There are many people who went into college, I am one of them, not knowing what I wanted to even study. And you may not know, but you may end up taking a class that helps you see, wow, like this is definitely what I want to pursue now. But I would say you're not alone. There are many successful people who have been in the same shoes. And I think it's crazy to think that you should have your whole life figured out as a teenager. And like Ben was saying, you can have a plan, but most likely it's not going to be exactly what you expect. So,
yeah, Gavin from Geneva. And that's such a great question, because I think uncertainty is something that can really kill us slowly. Doubt and uncertainty kind of just cripples us from taking action, because you feel like you just don't know what's going to happen. Obviously, you know, we know the Bible speaks a lot about anxiety and how that just is really damaging to your life. And I would say that, I don't want to sound too much like a broken record, but mentioning liberal arts again, I think, is important, because, you know, if you're really pressured, I need to get my major right. I need to make sure that I get what I study right. However, understanding that you're more than just the major you choose, you're a whole being, and you can, you know, grow in all these other different disciplines. And that university, just like high school, just like in high school, you make friends, you learn so many different things, and it's more than just what you study. It's the same thing in university. It's more than what you should, more than just what you study. You're growing as a person as well, and that's just invaluable, more than what a degree can show. So that's just my encouragement to you. to you guys, because in high school, like, I went into college really not being 100% sure what I wanted to study. And once I chose what I wanted to study, I felt like I was very prepared for that major, but I just felt like it was so much more than that in university. So,
Brenda from Westmont here. And the whole concept of planning your life is so stressful. Like, I remember being 15 years old thinking, when I'm 24, I'm going to get married. When I'm 25, I'm going to have my first kid. By the time I'm 27, I'm going to have two. I'm going to have a house in California. And everything was perfect. I'm now 28, single, no kids, but I'm traveling the world, doing a job that's amazing, getting to meet people from all over the country. And that's something that I did not plan for. That is, I wouldn't have ever dreamt that. So all that to say, it's just trust God, because the plan that he has for you is so different than what you may be thinking. And no matter what school you end up going to, his provision on his life is on your life is going to be there. It's not, oh, I have to go to this school in order to be blessed by God. Like, no matter where you end up, you're going to be okay. As Mr. Ben said, as we've all said, it's not that big of a deal. Relax a little bit, enjoy life, and enjoy every step. You're going to be fine.
Taylor from Dort here. My colleagues had great advice here, and lots of prayer. Again, spending time in the Word. It's hard in the moment to trust sometimes. I definitely can attest to that. Even now, like, I'm sure a lot of us still feel unsure about our path, but prayer, surrounding yourself with other believers, spending time with your family, asking people who maybe are your mentors or who know you well, what do you see in me? What do you think are my strengths? Can be another place if you're maybe not sure what field to go into, because other people have a different perspective maybe on you and can say, I really see this in you. I think you would be a really excellent lawyer, a really excellent scientist. So just really talking to a lot of people and a lot of the people that you feel support from.
And there you have it, some great advice when it comes to the value of higher education coming from the sources, so thank you. Take time to talk to those who have gone before you, especially admissions counselors from the schools you're interested in. Thanks again for joining us today. It's been a pleasure to hear about each of your schools, but also the encouragement you have offered to our students and our parents, so thank you guys. As we end this episode, it's my hope that if you're in high school or a parent of a high school student, you've found this episode to be super helpful. It's not often we get to sit down with a panel of college reps and hear directly from them. Let us know what you think. You can contact me at the Students Incorporated team by email at studentsincpodcast@gmail.com. All right, stay tuned for our next episode as we talk with the director of the upcoming show, Aladdin the Musical, along with several cast and crew members. And as always, this podcast would not be possible without the hard work and support of our international student production team.
All music and sound effects are courtesy of Pixabay.com, a vibrant community of creatives, sharing copyright-free images, videos, and music.
And we are signing off until next time. We are Students Incorporated, because your voice matters.